Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
On today's episode of the Midweek Takeaway, we're excited to have Melissa Cruz, CEO of GenIP, joining us to discuss their recent admission to trading on AIM under the ticker GNIP and the exciting future ahead for their generative AI-based services. We'll dive into what this milestone means for the company and explore the innovative ways GenIP is helping organizations commercialize cutting-edge technologies. So welcome, Melissa.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here today.
Absolutely. So, do you want to start by telling us a bit about yourself and the background of GenIP and what inspired the company's inception, please?
Thank you. So my name is Melissa Cruz, and I'm the CEO at GenIP, as you previously introduced. And I'm very excited about the present and the future of GenIP. I've been helping companies search and acquire technologies for 7 years now. We have here a compelling story of innovation, growth, and commitment to excellence. And just to give you an overview of GenIP, GenIP provides generative artificial intelligence analytic services to help companies, research institutions, and venture funds to assess and commercialize new discoveries. And the company offers two primary services, which are Invention Evaluator and Vortex. The Invention Evaluator combines expert human technical review with GenAI algorithms to provide insightful and verified assessments of the commercialization potential of new inventions, enabling our clients to make informed decisions. To date, we have sold over 5,000 reports to more than 300 research institutions and corporations worldwide. We offer two pricing tiers. So it's the for-profit companies pay $995, while nonprofit organizations benefit from an academic discount of $799. The second complementary service is Vortex. Vortex is a headhunting service that specializes in sourcing talent to commercialize very early stage technology, focusing on roles such as technology transfer manager, IP manager, licensing associates, among other roles. We charge a flat fee rate of $15,000 per assignment, and we have completed hundreds of assignments until today. It's also good to mention that we have the same clients base for both services, large corporations, universities, government agencies, medical research institutions, and venture funds.
Okay, very good. Yeah. I mean, when we think of AI, and I guess most people's exposure to it is in the form of something like ChatGPT, GenIP operates within the generative AI space. Could you just explain what generative AI is and how your platform-based services work and what differentiates GenIP from the other AI companies?
Yes. So generative AI models are trained on large data sets and can generate unique outputs that resemble the training data, but are not exact replicas. For example, text generation models like GPT-3 can produce coherent articles, stories, and even poetry. And the generative AI analytics market is experiencing rapid growth, with projections indicating it could reach approximately $200 billion by 2030. And this expansion offers a significant growth opportunity for GenIP as we position ourselves at the forefront of this technological evolution. It's also worth noting that the median pre-money valuation for seed-level generative AI startups is currently around $12 million, reflecting a strong investor confidence in the future of this market. And this valuation highlights the potential for growth in generative AI and reinforces our commitment to leveraging advanced analytics to meet the evolving needs of our clients. As we move forward, GenIP is excited about the possibilities that lie ahead of this dynamic market. And what set us apart is that before introducing AI, we have developed in-house our own software stack to offer the best quality reports available in the market. So we pride ourselves to have the faster report in the market for the lowest price point that you could see. So if you go to competitors, you can find similar products for thousands of dollars, and they will take weeks and months to be delivered, while our reports and our services, they take just a few business days to be delivered and for less than $1,000.
Yeah. So just kind of breaking it down for listeners, it looks like GenIP has two main services. You've got the Invention Evaluator. This service kind of looks at new technologies and provides a detailed report on how valuable they could be. It uses AI to analyze things like maybe market trends, potential competitors, and I guess the likelihood of success. I suppose it's like having a smart assistant that can help figure out if your invention is worth investing in or how to pitch it to investors. And then you've got Vortex, which this service helps tech companies find right executives or leaders to take that new technology forward, using AI to match companies with maybe experienced business leaders who can help drive the technology to market success. So, would that be a fair summation?
Yes, and I would like to give you an example of how our clients use Invention Evaluator. In the case of universities, Invention Evaluator enables universities to evaluate innovations, aiding strategic decision-making on research projects. On the case of venture firms, they leverage Invention Evaluator for in-depth analysis of technology viability, informing their investment choices. And in the case of corporations, they utilize Invention Evaluator to assess the market potential of new technologies, optimizing their R&D resource allocation and product pipelines.
So, Melissa, it seems that there is a wide scope of people who can actually use these type of things. Is it a case that certainly the venture capitalists want to attract capital for this and use you as a service in that case?
Yes, one of the main reasons why venture firms use Invention Evaluator is due to investment due diligence. As I said, they want to receive an in-depth analysis of the technology viability and, of course, make informed decision on whether a technology is worth investing in or not.
Okay, and is there a reason why you are as competitively priced as you are if your competitors are charging much, much more?
Because we want to offer very high quality service at a lower price. That's our focus right now. We want to have as many clients as possible. And of course, we act as an extra staff member. So our goal here is to sell as much reports as possible at the lowest pricing point.
So, Melissa, how many staff do you actually have, and where are most of the staff based? Are they mainly based with yourself in Florida?
No, most of the staff is in the UK, actually. We have team members in Florida, but our board members are also in the UK. And I would like to highlight that we have two leading innovation experts in the UK on our board. We have Lord David Willetts and Dr. David Gann, they are strengthening our connections with the universities and the venture capital community.
Very good. So give me a picture of what actually is going to happen over the next year or so with GenIP. So what do you hope to achieve? I mean, you said you did 5,000 reports over, I presume, quite a few years, because ultimately they were being hand produced rather than now AI produced. What do you hope to achieve in that area? What do you hope to achieve in the other area where you're attracting people and skills to companies in the vortex?
Yes, so we have three key strategies. The first one is revenue growth and profitability. We're targeting profitability by late 2025 through client expansion, streamlined operations, and delivering cost-effective, high-quality solutions, as I said. And the second one is to expand our AI offerings. We will enhance Invention Evaluator and Vortex with faster, multilingual AI tools to attract new clients and provide more value to our existing client base. And the third strategy is bolt-on acquisitions. We will acquire complementary B2B AI applications like market analysis and predictive platforms to integrate them to our existing service portfolio. And we have with the old product, we have 45 legacy clients, and we expect them to continue purchasing our new Gen AI reports and products, which now feature enhanced quality, faster delivery, and maintain the same costs as our previous offerings. But now, since we launched the new products in September 1st, we have already sold over 40 reports to 10 different clients and secure three Vortex search assignments with three separate clients. So, and we anticipate announcing further order increases very soon.
So, doing the quick math, that's about 85,000 of revenue in dollars.
That's correct. And we have more sales. As we speak, we are preparing more reports and
You can't tell us that, Melissa. You can't tell us that. That's not in the market. I'm sorry. Please be quiet. No, I'm not joking. So, based on that, you've got $85,000 of revenue already in September, and as you've already said, that there is more clients, but you're not going to tell us numbers because you're not allowed to do that, obviously. How do you see that progressing then? I mean, is that likely to be a good start, or because bringing that up, you've got $1 million a year. If that was to be every month going forward, what is break even for the business, in terms of cash flow, what is required?
Yes, so we plan to increase our client base. Our clients have already tried the new offerings, and they're thrilled with the new services. They have been buying more than what they have purchased historically, so that's a really good sign. And our plan is to be laser focused on increasing profitability by late 2025. So right now the focus it's only on increasing the client base, investing heavily in marketing, because all of our growth has been thanks to organic growth, just word of mouth, attending industry events. So now we plan to invest from our proceeds really good portion in marketing and sales.
And Tech Capital obviously see a future in this. So how do they see this fitting into their world, if you like, because they're going to own 63% of this company.
Yes, so Tech Capital wants to stay in the long run. They just want to see us progressing, of course. And of course, this is another milestone for them, as they're going to provide their support to GNIP. So they really want us to thrive.
Okay, so from a revenue perspective, you can see that the revenue is going to escalate pretty quickly in terms of the AI point of view has obviously been useful in different of your existing customers. Who can you name a few of your existing customers so people can see who it is that you actually deal with?
Yes, so we have been allowed to share only a few of our clients' names. Right now, for example, we have a government agency in Chile that is named COPEC. We also have University of Technology of Sydney. We also have CoMotion that is part of a university in the United States, Technology Transfer Office in the United States. We also have University of Huddersfield in the United Kingdom. And we also have other clients worldwide, including clients from South Africa, such as Stellenbosch University. We have clients all over the world.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the position and how that Dr. Ruff Halakuntatinova and Alexander Mordovince, what do they do? And obviously, Dr. Russ, which is how I'm going to call him from now on, was former director of AI at Apple and currently served. And the other guy, Alexandria, was a senior research scientist at Google. So we've got some pretty hefty places they've come from, though.
Yes, so we will have access to Tech Capital science advisors for 12 months post IPO. So as you mentioned before, these leading advisors include Alexander, and for example, Alexander, he invented the Deep Dream. I don't know if you know a little bit more about it, but it's a neural networking based algorithm developed by Google, and it enhances and modifies images to produce surreal dreamlike visuals by amplifying and exaggerating patterns that the neural network identifies. And so, as I said, we're going to have access to these Tech Capital science advisors for 12 months post IPO.
Yeah, does that mean you can actually, with his dream network, you can actually not take drugs, but it looks like you're taking drugs. Is that what it actually, because that's what it
Something like
sounds
that.
like.
Yeah,
Very
so
good.
they're going to help us to source and acquire other complementary services that can improve our existing portfolio of services.
Yeah, I
Very
was just
good.
looking at some of the stats. I think there was a company called Precedent Research who put together a sort of analysis of the generative AI in the analytics market size from 2022 through to 2032. And the increase was something like 932 million last year to potentially up to sort of about 8.9 billion. So just talk us through how as you're saying, maybe you can project this, and they've obviously done research, but do you think that analysis is pretty accurate?
Yes, as I was sharing before, the generative AI analytic market is experiencing very rapid growth, and the projections are indicating that it's going to be about 200 billion for 2030. And the pre-money valuation for seed-level generative AI startup is currently around 12 million. So the future for Gen AI analytics is huge. We have a huge opportunity here. And GenIP also solves a very important problem, which is that most technologies and innovations never reach the market due to inadequate commercialization. So with our tools, Now we can deliver fast and accurate technology assessment to help our clients bring innovations to market.
So, Melissa, is there other areas that you anticipate that you will go into? Obviously, this is you're talking about inventions, and you're talking about the market for if you like human beings, if you like, if that's the right way to do it, who are in the technology space. You know, there must be other areas that you're considering going into.
So yes, but the focus right now, we're laser focused on growing sales, cash flow positive, and targeting applications that have already demonstrated initial market traction and that have the potential to integrate with our current offerings. These might include, let's say, AI-driven market analysis tools, predictive analytic platforms, and other innovative solutions that can enhance our service portfolio and provide additional value to our clients.
Okay, that was well not answered. Very good, Melissa. So, I mean, it looks very much like it's AI bringing it into the real world where it can actually be used, which I think is what, you know, the big leap, if you like, that people are really struggling with. You know, how can the public or businesses or corporations or universities in this case use AI that's going to benefit them and benefit the world? I can see that this is useful. Yes, you have to make money from it, otherwise what's the point? But I can see obviously from the first month already, you've obviously got more clients than you've had previously, whether more clients or more reports than you've had before. And I mean, I would suggest that the technology space of getting the right people to do your business must be incredibly cutthroat. And if you can actually have the right resource to get the right people, then you know you're going to pay that money, I'm sure, because these people can make millions for the companies. So, Melissa, what's your last words for us before we wrap it up?
Yes, so I just want to say that I'm very excited about the next 12 months for GenIP as we scale as a listed company. And with 90% of revenue coming from recurring clients, we're poised to significant for significant growth. Also, as I mentioned before, we have Lord David Willetts and Dr. David Gann, two leading innovation experts in the UK on our board, strengthening our connections with universities and the venture capital community. And most importantly, I am thrilled about the positive impact we can make in helping universities and research institutions in the United Kingdom and worldwide to bring technologies to market. This, along with our strong financial performance and focus on innovation, will set us apart to build momentum, deliver results, and push our innovative services to new heights in the coming year. So, thank you so much for having me today. It was a pleasure, being here.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, we'll say Melissa Cruz, CEO of GenIP. Thanks very much for appearing on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Melissa.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.